Options Trading for Beginners, the most updated options trading crash course. Discover the options trading strategies and secrets to turn the stock market into a money-making machine. Written by Marcus Rice, narrated by Jim Rising. Chapter 1. An Introduction to Trading Psychology. Trading psychology is a fundamental element, as one wrong move in trading can lead to losing a large capital. The psychology of the trader has always been a key element, since every trader carries out operations based on their past experiences and knowledge. Operating on the markets is a very complex activity, also from the point of view of the emotional and cognitive aspects involved. Traders are in fact investing their savings, and this carries a lot of stress on the trader. By trading psychology, we mean the trader's way of perceiving and responding to the market. The way to act obviously depends on the experiences that the trader has had and on their past. Before starting to trade, it is necessary to have a solid psychological preparation and Spartan discipline. In fact, emotions can play a fundamental role, and you risk not making the right choice due to fear, stress, euphoria, and so on. Getting started with a demo account may be the way to go, although eventually every trader will go through their biggest challenge, the first big profit or the first big loss with real money. It is on this occasion that traders discover firsthand how much psychology is a preponderant element in dealing with this activity. Trading psychology can be the extra mile that distinguishes a good trader from the excellent one. You cannot, therefore, leave this aspect out and put it aside in your preparation, but you must be able to properly control your emotions. In the next chapters, we're going to discuss some key elements of trading psychology. Chapter 2. The Mind of the Successful Options Trader. This chapter comes from a reflection on my trading activity, which took place at a certain time. In fact, back then I was applying great energy to this activity, but did not get the results I wanted. In my opinion, this is a big fault, because if the purpose of trading is not fun, but profit, the results must be enormous in percentage. 3 digits per year must be the target. By carrying out a sort of analysis of my work, looking for what could be the causes of this failure, I was able to understand, from very interesting readings on the Internet, that psychological elements play an equally important role to those of a trader's predictive abilities. It is as important as money management strategies, choosing the right trading instruments, and every element described in this book. It may happen that a trader, while making a series of small percentage but constant gains, systematically gives up a large part of these gains with a single operation. Or, after a profitable period, they collect a series of huge losses, one after the other. The trader's psychological attitude influences the success of the operation on the one hand, but the vice versa also tends to be true. Therefore, trading operations can, but should not, influence the psychological state of the trader. The biggest problem is summed up by the concept of expectation. Let's quickly list the psychological attitudes that a losing dynamic can generate in a trader whose psychic state is deteriorating in the face of repeated losses. At the operational level, trading against the market, irrational trading, revenge trading on a financial instrument, perhaps with a higher capital, assimilation to gambling, total financial loss. On a psychological level, stress, fear of making mistakes, performance anxiety, loss of self-esteem, ache, superstition, especially on dates, wrong perception of money, wrong perception of risk, distortion of reality and cognitive dissonance, instability, negative attitudes to life, loss of concentration, crying, loss of control in anger or madness, suicide. We concluded the psychological list with suicide and the operational list with total financial loss. They are realities that need to be paid close attention. The attitudes, the warning signs of a losing trader, materialize in various points. You do not use a trading system, perhaps simply because you do not want to use it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?